And turning now to news from around the world, the World Food Program this week warned of a looming disaster for hundreds of thousands of Ugandans hit by floods if the agency's appeal for assistance is not answered quickly. For a month, much of the north and east of the country has been affected by the flooding, and many areas are still inaccessible. The UN body yesterday said they have so far received only a fifth of the food promised since it launched the appeal 3 weeks ago, a situation that has put the flood-hit residents in danger of starvation. Susie Hodges discussed the situation with Archbishop Cyprian Kitsito Lwanga of Uganda's capital city, Kampala.
The situation is bad. From July 2007, we had a lot of rainfall, which made all the wetlands flood in various parts of the country. So about 50,000 households have been affected, and this comes to about 300,000 people.
And are they getting enough food and water at the moment? Are their needs being met?
Not really. A little is coming in, and actually I would appeal for assistance to help. There's so many people who are suffering.
You went to see the floods in person. What kind of impression did it make on you?
I felt very sorry and pitiful to the people in the area. I could not pass through the water by my car, although part of it we tried, and reached a spot on a certain bridge called Awuja. We couldn't continue, so we had to move out and then take a canoe and cross on the other side. A few of us were able to cross, but the majority can't cross. So you can imagine